So let's flip over to the other end. What's the typical patient who is going to be in your other 50% that's going to go out of there with R-CHOP
Yeah, well, they'll
or
get
whatever
their, well, they're going
chemo?
to come in and they're going to have symptoms, night sweats, weight loss. They'll have cytopenias associated with marrow involvement or splenomegaly, or actually adenopathy causing either cosmetic or problems, compression of a ureter, et cetera. So those patients, then I'm much more inclined to want to treat. And my first priority is to try to put them on a study for people that are eligible for a study. And our current study, but not for much longer, is the, thank goodness, is the SWOG study, the SWOG-0016. This is a randomized study of R-CHOP, given all of the Chutchman schedule, versus CHOP, followed by I-131 tocilizumab or Bexxar. And both of those are based on some phase two experience we have in the Southwest Oncology Group, the CHOP followed by I-131 tocilizumab, led by Holly Press, which looks like the highest level of response and continued progression-free survival at 5 years that we've ever seen. It's around 70%. So that's one arm of the phase three study. The other arm is the CHOP plus rituximab regimen, which seems to be the current best thing out there as a single R-chemo regimen.
So the patient's not eligible for the study.
I would tend to use R-CHOP or R-chemo, again, depending on whether they can get an anthracycline. Again, the comparison here is the MARCA study that the British group did. Their median time to progression is around 30 months. And if you compare that to the median time of around 5 years for maybe not completely comparable patients, but similar risk patients, if you try to use the FLIPI, then it seems to me that the outcome is better. But this is why I think this is the most interesting question. Unfortunately, no one has been able to get any group of investigators together to agree on using in a randomized setting these different induction regimens.
I would guess that that trial is pretty easy to accrue to. I think it's kind of an attractive study. What do you think?
You would think so.
Because the thing I would like about it as a patient is you've got one arm. It's kind of interesting possibilities that you're not going to get outside a protocol setting, I don't think. Do you?
All these drugs are now approved. And
right,
so
but I mean, do people do that?
Usually not. I mean, radioimmunotherapy has not been widely accepted.
But I mean, in that way, is upfront plan to do something like, I don't know that that happens much outside of protocols. I mean, would you do it?
I don't do that. No, I would only use, for example, CHOP followed by I-131 tocilizumab in a research setting.